I remember when I got my first Apple computer. It was a 15-inch MacBook Pro, and it wasn't necessarily mine, or wasn't really mine. It was a company computer that was given to me to work on when I took the job at Crosscom. I had just finished graduate school. After working for a few years, I'd gone back to school to earn my MBA. And coming out of that, on the job hunt, I ended up landing with a small web development company in Durham, North Carolina called Crosscom. And Crosscom used Macs, or Apple computers, just for about everything that they did. But I had been used to working on a Dell computer and PCs. And so the adjustment, I remember it was a little bit difficult to make that switch. There's just some nuances about the way the operating systems work. And if you've ever switched back and forth, you know that there's just some differences. And sometimes that learning curve can be a little bit frustrating. But the owner of Crosscom, who's a good friend of mine, Don Shin, had been an Apple fan since he was a young boy, I believe. He had always been into computers and loved Apple and Mac, especially through all the ups and downs. And so I walked into an environment where everyone was really into Mac computers and loved Mac computers. And I soon realized that there was a big difference between people that loved Apple products and people that did not. And of course, I, having to use it for work, ended up falling in love with Apple products. And I remember probably 6 months or a year later, I ended up with the first Apple iPod Nano, which was the first really small iPod. I think it could hold about 1,000 songs. And I ended up getting a FM transmitter so I could listen to music in the car. And then later on, we as a company did some development for the iPhone when it first came out in the iTunes App Store. So a number of us ended up with Apple iPhones, the first generation and the second generation. And I think I've actually owned just about every version of the iPhone. I might have skipped a couple of the minor iterations in between. And then you add in the iPads and the Apple routers, wireless networks, and things like that. And all of a sudden, you have a whole ecosystem that's built out of Apple products. And the great thing about it is that they all work together really well, and it's a great user experience. But what I've noticed over the years is that people that love Apple products really, really love Apple products. And people that love PC products really, really love PC products. And so what happens is that you have all the people that are Apples start to associate themselves as a group of people. And you might see driving down the road, the little white Apple icon sticker on the back of a car. You start to get the sense that they are a self-organized tribe. And I think that's very intentional. And I think Apple has done a great job of building products that work well together and building a community with a shared experience and a shared vision for what they think technology should look like. And then if you remember a few years ago, the Apple versus PC computer, where the commercial started off with two guys and one would say, "I'm a Mac," and the other one would say, "I'm a PC." And then they kind of go into the differences between the two. And it was a little bit humorous, but I think saying that I am a Mac just reiterated and emphasized the fact that if you are an Apple lover, then you associate yourself with "I am a Mac" or "I am an Apple lover." And the reason why I bring this all up is because this is the third and final method that I wanted to talk to you about as far as building a side business or a blog or an online brand. But as always, before I get into that, I want to stop just for a second and say hello and welcome to Quit Pinching Pennies, the faith-based podcast for moms and dads who want to work less and earn more so they can quit pinching pennies and focus on what matters most, like family, homeschooling, working from home, adoption, giving, or missions. I like to call it faith-based lifestyle design, or the 4-hour work week for people of faith. I'm your host and teacher, Dave Mooring. And as always, I am very glad you're here and I appreciate you taking time to listen. Now I want to go over the third and final method that I like to talk about when I teach people how to start a side business or blog. And I want to go back to the 1990s. And if you'll think about one of the products that was all the rage, they were the Beanie Babies, the little stuffed animals that were full of little pellets that were really soft. And I just remember them being everywhere. People bought them it seemed like by the dozens. And then they held on to them and they became kind of a collector's items, and people sold them for exorbitant amounts of money later on. And what was interesting to me is that not only did people buy the product, but they kind of organized into a type of community. And in fact, I just did a little research not too long ago, and I found there's still some active Facebook groups about Beanie Baby collecting or collectors. And one of them had over 5,000 active members. And so what I like to call, you know, we can relate it to the Apple products, but I like to call it the Beanie Baby method. And that's somewhat of a hybrid between the Deadhead method and the flea market method. And the difference here is that rather than building a community first and then finding a product to sell to them, or, and that would be the Deadhead method, or building a product or finding that product initially and then going straight to market with it, the Beanie Baby method is somewhat of a hybrid between the two. So we actually create a product, but we do our best to create a community around that product at the same time. So I was never into Beanie Babies, but like I said, I am an Apple fan. And so I just want you to think about those two brands. I think another brand that's done that really well would be Starbucks. So people that love Starbucks or diehard fans of Starbucks, and you know they start to feel part of this community when if you ever go to a Starbucks and you hear people order their drink and they have the special terminology for it, you know, triple skim, no fat, no whip, you know, soy latte or whatever it is that they drink. There's a certain phrase, words, terminology that people pull together when they start to become part of a community. But Starbucks didn't go through the process of building a community and then launching a product. They kind of did both simultaneously. Now, the upside of the Beanie Baby method for building a business, which you're building a product that people can rally around or build a community around, is that one, you can start making money a little bit sooner than you could if you went with the build an audience first route. But you also get the upside of building a community where you can start to have a tribe of people that you can interact with, and you can go and find other products or services that they would value. So in the instance of the Beanie Babies, they would just continue to come out with new versions, whether it was a dog or a cat or an elephant or whatever the Beanie Babies are. They could just continue to produce them, and the community would continue to go back and buy them. And with Apple, you have the same thing where you have the Mac computers, then you have different size laptops and desktops, and then you have the iPhones and the iPods and the iPads and the earbuds, and everything's working together. So you're kind of doing both at the same time. Now, that's a little bit of a kind of a tricky road to navigate if you're starting a blog or an online business. But I think the key for you would be to produce your product or service in an environment or for a group of people that you know tend to have a certain passion around a certain type of lifestyle. So, and I think one of the best ways to go about getting to a product that can also be have a community around it would be to think of the target market that you would like to serve, and to find one that you know people are passionate about a certain way of life or a certain lifestyle that they live. So if you could ask yourself just a couple of questions, just think about, how does the person that you want to reach out to, or the community that you want to build, whether it's moms, dads, singles, college students, seniors, is it outdoor lifestyle, indoor lifestyle, is it basketball players and things like that? Think about how they identify themselves and what are the groups that they naturally put themselves into. So it could be even as much as, you know, that people that are typically into yoga and health and fitness shop at Whole Foods, and they're looking for organic and healthy foods and things like that. And that kind of gives you an idea of what they might be passionate about. In the technology world, we've already just discussed people that are interested in, you know, either Apple or PC products. There are people that are interested in Harley Davidson, and there's a whole culture around that, which would think about the types of products and goods that Harley Davidson sells, as far as t-shirts and jackets and helmets and boots and all those things that kind of go with that. So those people identify that is their brand, that is their lifestyle, that is how they live. And so having a product or service that would cater to those people would be something that would naturally help you to build a product, service, and an audience all at the same time, which I like to call the Beanie Baby method. And then finally, this method would be good for you if you already have an audience. So if you've already been building a following, an email list or a blog or even a Facebook or Instagram audience, you could start to go to that audience and start to develop a product or a service, talk to them, find out what they need or what they would want, and start producing right out of that. And then you can continue to build your community as you service them with an offer that they would find valuable and that would help them out. So just to recap, we've got the deadhead method, which is really focused on building a loyal audience over a period of time that loves you and loves what you do and that are willing to follow you. And then you can come up with products and services to sell them over time. We've got the flea market method, which is somewhat of the opposite of the deadhead method. And that is going to find a product or a service that people want right off the bat, offering that and then building your business or blog from there. And then the third method would be the Beanie Baby method, which is coming up with a product that people can kind of rally around to build a community around and then continuing to offer more and similar products to them over time. So I hope that you found these three helpful in thinking about how you want to go about building your side business or blog. If you'd like additional information or if you need specific help in coming up with your idea, I've got a workbook and a class, and I've also got a free email list. If you'd like to check out any of those things, you can just head over to supersimple.com. That's SuperSimple.com. And when you get to Super Simple, if you just head over to the blog, you'll see in the sidebar that I've put together a couple of links there for you, with one being a roadmap that I recently developed, which is a 10-step plan to help you go from no idea to building your first $1,000 a month side income or online business or side business or even a blog. And I'll walk you through the 10 steps from picking an idea, figuring out which of these directions you want to take, and then taking the necessary steps to get it up and running, but to have it fit in with your lifestyle and with your family so that you're not spending a lot of money up front to get things going, and you're also not spending a lot of time on something that you don't have time to work on or you're not sure is going to work. So that's a free resource for you, and it's kind of an overarching process that I've put together, which a lot of these things that I teach are based out of that now. Otherwise, if you would like to connect with me online, head over to our free Facebook group for dads and moms and people of faith who are building side incomes and online businesses. You can find that at quitpinchingpennies.com, and that will redirect you to the private Facebook group where you can just request to join, and I'll add you there. And if you like this podcast and you want to continue to get notifications or the latest episodes, just make sure you subscribe to it in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you found it helpful, I would greatly appreciate it if you would leave me a review that lets other people know that it's something they should listen to. And my goal is to help as many people as I can. So the most important thing is if you just would share it with somebody you know that would find value as well. Otherwise, thanks again for listening today. Thank you for your time. And I hope you have a great week. Take care.